Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining today. Today's podcast is called Rest Your Mind, and the scripture we will be discussing is in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, and it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Let us open the podcast with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everyone listening to this podcast right now. We pray you would help us to be anxious for nothing and lay all our prayer requests to you. Please speak to us through your word. Please bless our time in Bible study. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The world has changed dramatically over the last 3 years. We were forced to slow down by circumstances beyond our control. If we imagine our lives as a hamster wheel, we were all running and not getting anywhere. We had to change our lives to adjust to the new normal. We have stopped running physically, but our minds are still on the hamster wheel. God wants the believers to rest their minds. What happens to a hamster on a hamster wheel? It keeps running and doesn't get anywhere. The same thing happens to us when we are constantly worrying about our life repeatedly. We are also losing sleep and rest, and yet there is nothing we can do to change the things we are worried about. There are a lot of things in our lives that are completely out of our control. God is saying to the believers today to be anxious about nothing, but instead, lay all your prayers and petitions to God with thanksgiving. What does this mean? It means we need to surrender all our prayer requests to God, but also to be thankful for all God is currently doing in our lives and has done in the past. When we do that, then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. How do we apply this scripture in our lives practically? What do we do when worry starts crowding our minds? Take a deep breath and remember, God is in control. When we pray, God hears and will answer and is working on it. God never takes a day off, and we will never get an answering machine saying he's currently unavailable, try back later. Unlike human beings, God neither slumbers nor sleeps. He's always awake and always working to help us. We just need to think about difficult situations we have prayed about and see how it could have been way worse. But it was not. The reason it was not way worse is because God was working on it and helping us. Even when we don't think God is working on our prayer requests, he is working on our prayer requests. So after taking a deep breath and remembering God is in control, we need to surrender the prayer requests to God. Simply pray, Heavenly Father, I surrender this worry, and then state what is bothering you and ask God to help the situation. Thank God for all that he's doing in your life currently and continues to do, and also for our salvation. Our salvation is something we can never stop thanking God for. Then finally, end the prayer by asking all things in the name of Jesus. We always ask all prayer requests to the Father in the name of Jesus, as Jesus has taught us to pray in this manner. We should continually lay all prayers and worries to God as they continue to come to our mind, so we do not worry and submit those requests to God. Then, after you are done praying about the thing that was bothering you, we need to trust God is working. If we want God to answer our prayer requests, We need to trust and believe He is working on the very thing we asked Him for. The Bible says, "For without faith, it is impossible to please God." We need to have faith that God is able and has heard our prayer request and is working on it. When anxious thoughts pop into our minds, we need to say, "God, I surrendered that prayer request to you, and I know you're working on it, and I thank you in faith for what you are already doing and continuing to do." As we continue to practice these things, we will build our faith, our prayers will be answered, and our minds will be rested. When we truly surrender our prayer request to God in faith and stop worrying, then we will experience God's peace that surpasses all understanding. What does it mean when the Bible says peace that surpasses all understanding? Because God's peace is not based on good or favorable circumstances. Everything around you can be falling apart, but we can still have God's peace when we trust God is with us and for us. The peace of God will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Our hearts and our minds will be guarded with peace, and we can rest our minds and rest in God. Let us be anxious or worried about nothing and lay all our concerns to our loving Heavenly Father. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everyone listening to this podcast right now. We pray you would enable us to surrender all our prayer requests and concerns to your hands. We thank you that you neither slumber nor sleep and are always working on our prayer requests. Even when we don't see things changing, we know you are still working things around for our good. We pray that your peace will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Please help us to rest our minds in you and have your peace. Please fill us with your Holy Spirit and enable us to rest our minds by trusting in you. We surrender all our prayer requests, burdens, and concerns into your hands. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So right now, I just want to pray for anyone who has not received Jesus as their Lord and Savior and wishes to do so. Please say this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, please forgive me for my sins. I invite you, Jesus, into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to follow you. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If anyone has said this prayer for the first time, welcome to the family of God. Please visit the Convo with God website for a Bible study guide of the Gospel of Matthew to help you start your journey. There are also other Bible study guides you may find helpful. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.